Alan for Breakfast Catch-Up on Triple M.
Betty Cotterill, who is from the Cancer Council WA, one of the fundraising managers. It sounds like a big, important title, Betty.
It is an important title.
Now, Australia's biggest morning tea. We're going to be seeing these all throughout the month of May. Very exciting that it's finally here.
Look, Alan, it is the event that across the country people get involved in, and we love this particular month of May because we manage to meet so many of our wonderful fundraisers and wonderful people in the community who help us fund our mission.
Absolutely. Now, we do see events like this pop up nearly everywhere, and I thought today we could talk about what the actual proceeds go towards.
Okay. So it's a special year for us this year, Alan. It's our 25th anniversary of Australia's Biggest Morning Tea in Australia. And over those years, we've raised $192 million across the country.
Yeah, that's great.
And that money has been so instrumental in helping research. It has been helping us fund lodges and transport for people in the regional areas who need to come to Perth for treatment and can't afford to stay in a hotel or a motel. So we offer them that accommodation free of charge. We take them to their treatment. We bring them home. Their families can come and stay. It's just incredible. And it really is important that the people of the community know Cancer Council is not funded by the government. The people who fund Cancer Council and allow their fellow community to feel safe when they're undergoing treatment, they're helping their neighbours, they're helping each other. And I think that is just a message that we can't get across enough.
Yeah, I had no idea. I always thought it was the government that had something to do with it.
No, the government absolutely gives us no funding for our Cancer Council WA work. To fund our mission, it's the community, and without them, we can't do it.
Now, it's very important that people attend these events, but people can also host them as well.
You know, Alan, if somebody just hosts the morning tea with their family and that family put in $5 for the cup of tea they're having and there are 10 of them and they make $50, that's $50 we didn't have. It doesn't matter how big, how small, how little, any amount of money that anybody can raise in a morning tea, wherever they raise or host that morning tea, it's so important. So, yep, have it at home, have it in your backyard, have it at work. Have it with your social club. Have it with your friends at the tennis club. Have it at the football club. Have it on the cricket pitch. We don't care. Just have a morning tea.
That's great. If people do want to host an event, is there more information they can find?
Absolutely. They can go onto our website at Australia's biggestmorningtea.com.au and they can register there and host their event.
Excellent. Well, thanks for the chat today, and hopefully we'll see a whole lot more morning teas popping up around the southwest.
That's exactly what we want. And the Southwest people are an amazing group of people. They've raised a hell of a lot of money for us. So thank you to all of you wonderful people out there. And we look forward to seeing lots of little Southwest names popping up.
Very soon, we are going to give someone the chance to win tickets to the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. The way we're doing it is I'll start off with a joke and then you finish it for me. So, for example, I'd say, why did the chicken cross the road?
Mm.
Someone calls up, tells you the answer. It doesn't have to be the right answer. We want the funny answer.
Yeah, you got just a funny make us gag. Laugh.
That's it. Have a bit of a giggle. We don't mind. Speaking of which, have I ever told you my first joke that I learned?
Your first joke?
My first ever joke.
Whatever. Okay. No, you never have, but you piqued my interest, mate. Go on.
All right. I learned this when I was in year three. So
figured you would have been young, yeah.
All right. So there's a chicken, and it walks into a library. And the chicken walks around going, book, 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 book. It's walking around, grabs itself 5 books and checks them out. Librarian's like, what was that? That was a weird thing. A chicken coming in at anyway, next day. Chicken comes back in. Book, 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 book. Returns the 5 books. 5 books reading in that quickly. That's impressive even for a chicken. Wow. Walks around the library again. Book, 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 book. Checks out another 5 books. Same again. The next day, the librarian's like, this is mental. What is this chicken doing coming in here, checking out 5 books every day, returning 5 books every day? Chicken, book, book, book. She goes, I'm going to follow the chicken. I'm going to find out exactly what's going on with this chicken. Follows the chicken after he checks out another 5 books, walking through the back streets. Book, 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 book. Walking over the hill. Book, 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 book. Walking through the forest. Book, 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 book. Comes up to a lake. Comes up to a lake. The chicken puts down the 5 books next to the lake. Librarian's like, what is going on over here? Frog jumps out. Boom, boom, boom. Looks at the books. Reddit. 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 Enjoy that one.
Not bad for an 8-year-old, Al. Well done.
Not bad for a 30-year-old. Michaela from Busselton on the line. Hello, Michaela.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing really well. The win, the ticket's very, very simple. All you need to do is finish the joke. So why did the chicken cross the road?
Because it wanted to.
That's a fair call. It's a determined chicken.
That's
it's got an attitude, and it wants to, and it can cross any darn road it pleases. It's an independent chicken. Michaela, congratulations. You got a double pass there to see the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. Well done.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
No problem at all. Take care.
You too. Bye.
This is your Week in the Stars with Felicity Sun.
Well, I've now got Felicity Sun on the line. Good morning, Felicity.
Good morning, Alan.
Now, let's take a deep look into the stars.
Well, here's your star guide. Taurus, you will meet an alien this week. You just won't realise it. Gemini, people will accept your ideas more easily if you tell them your more charismatic friend mentioned it first. Cancer, you'll have to put on clothing this week for something, like work maybe. Leo, you really need a mint right now. Did you even brush your teeth this morning? Virgo, you are sensitive, good-looking, kind, sweet, and completely gullible. Libra, your star sign's prediction next week will be the most important that you ever receive. Scorpio, your pet is planning to eat you. Sagittarius, don't let statistics do a number on you this week. Capricorn, rest assured that that thing you did that keeps you up at night, yes, it was as huge a mistake as you're making it out to be. Aquarius, this week if you eat something and nobody sees you eat it, it has no calories. Pisces, life could be better this week, but it's good enough. And Aries, triangles are your enemy.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much, Felicity Sun.
Always a pleasure, Alan.
A royal wedding update. Well, I've got on the line our foreign correspondent, Jeremy Butterworth. Good morning. Happy Monday, Jeremy.
Happy Monday, Alan.
Now, let's get right into it, mate. Not too far away.
We are 12 days away from the royal wedding. And, Alan, as the world counts down, it appears that we shouldn't be filling with glee or anticipation, but fear.
Fear? Oh, God, really?
Publications from across the world are reporting about a potential terrorist attack, in particular in conjunction with Meghan Markle and Harry's carriage ride.
Oh, wow. That's some serious stuff, mate.
Well, if only there was some way to avoid a carriage ride, Alan, like some sort of same-shaped transportable option that allowed the couple to move from one destination to the other that also had a bit of horsepower.
Well, like maybe, perhaps, you could be using a car, maybe, or something
oh,
like...
Oh, well, I guess we'll never know, Alan. In saying all this, it is going to be very secure with plainclothes snipers, sniffer dogs and bomb squads on standby.
Well, that's very good to know, Butterworth. That might make them sweat a little less. That's great.
I will say it would be really great if the media could stop making potential attackers' lives a lot easier.
How do you mean, Butterworth?
I mean, I literally just saw in The Australian a map that laid out highlighting the most vulnerable areas. Come on, don't do the terrorists work for them.
Yeah, no, couldn't agree more, mate. I don't know what they're planning there, jeez.
Either way, it is important that they protect the wedding, Alan. If not for the royals, for me, who will be in attendance. 12 days, Alan.
With your weekend sports roundup, it's Out of Bounds on the Southwest's Triple M.
Yes, producer Aaron, now for Out of Bounds, mate. Big weekend of sport.
Always is, mate. 294 days after Rugby Australia thought it had thrown the Western Force onto the scrap heap, the Force rose from the ashes to win its first game on Friday night. The Force beat the Fiji Warriors 24-14 in Game 1 of the seven-match World Series Rugby, outscoring the visitors 4-2. Almost 20,000 fans in attendance in an emotional night at NIB Stadium, sending a strong message to Rugby Australia. That's what we like to see, eh?
Yeah, I think Wolf Mother was there as well, which is a bit weird, but sure, yeah, go for it.
Probably says something about the financial clout of your main backer if you find out a week before. Oh, by the way, guys, Wolf Mother's going to play. You may have heard of them.
Don't mind them.
Cheeky little cover band. in the AFL on Saturday. The Eagles do the business again, this time without Luke Shuey, who pinged a hammy in the opening minutes. That considered, the 42-point win was a pretty strong performance. Jack Darling again providing a focal point up forward. We like the game of Willy Rioli too, provided a touch of class, hardness around the ball and two valuable goals. The Dockers, they didn't bring their best footy to the Triple MCG yesterday against Richmond. And even Richmond, they weren't in top gear. They absolutely did a number on Freo by 77 points. Nat Fyfe, again, the exception to the rule. 33 yep. touches, heaps of class. The Tigers keeping Fremantle to just 1-3 in the first half. That's the Dockers' equal second lowest first half score in club history.
Jeez.
Yeah, it's pretty damning, isn't it? Could be some good news on the way with Harley Bennell making it through a half a footy for Peel in the Waffle. He could be the spark they need at some point. Some rough weather over the weekend, wasn't it, mate?
Yep, Strong winds, very severe weather warnings. Yeah,
pouring rain, testing conditions meant we didn't have the swim leg of this year's Ironman in Busselton. That didn't stop the Magpies in the footy, though. Busselton rebounded from a poor performance last weekend. They recorded a dominant 58-point victory over an injury-depleted collie. The Eagles unveiling former AFL midfielder Ryan Crowley to no avail. Just 7 days after being on the wrong end of a controversial one-point loss, AMR reversed the result and won by the smallest of margins against the Harvey Bulls at the Harvey Rec Ground. Despite two goalless quarters, the Eton Boomers were able to defend a 9-point three-quarter time lead to beat Kerry Park by a point. Bunbury held off a determined Harvey Brunswick Leschenault to win the grand final rematch by 14 points at Payne Park yesterday, and Donnybrook defeated South Bunbury by 14 points at Hands Oval yesterday as well. In golf, Jason Day has won the Wells Fargo Championship at Quail Hollow to claim a second win on the PGA Tour this year, and at the Spanish MotoGP, a spectacular crash involving three of the biggest names in MotoGP proved costly for Ducati and has left Marc Marquez to claim the drama-filled event and take a championship lead.